Now, with a look at agricultural weather, is Mark Russo of Earth Risk Technologies, Incorporated in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave.
The weather is the cold weather, I think, is the story of the day. Tell us about temperatures this week.
Yeah, well, not only is it the story of the day, but the story of the week, as this Arctic air mass that has come down into the Midwest will be followed up by additional moderate to strong Arctic air masses. And certainly this is the coldest week of the winter season thus far, and we expect that to continue into the start of next week. Overall, here across Illinois, like today, we have temperatures in the lower 20s down south, down to temperatures only are hovering just around zero across far northern Illinois. And temperatures overnight here will be moderating a bit, and along with that will be some snow cover, but then which will track across much of a northern and central Illinois, and then that'll be followed up by another surge of Arctic cold and very similar temperatures to what we had today, repeating itself coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, and on into Friday before then a moderation occurs, although temperatures will still continue to be colder than average until the early part of next week.
So it's rinse and repeat. What about down in South America?
Well, down across South America, continue to have favorable weather across the vast majority of summer crop acreage. They're actually in Argentina having some cooler than normal weather right now. Nothing too extreme, though. And bottom line, there's no sign of any extreme heat coming into South America, which at this time of year, as we go through corn pollination in areas of South America, that is an item to watch. But overall, no sign of any heat issues coming up over the next few weeks. And in addition to that, there will be opportunities for rainfall. Again, that includes Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, Brazil. You name the location, the favorable weather will continue across those areas, really, from now through much of this month.
Are there any dry pockets at all of note that we should talk about quickly?
Well, at least the pattern here across central and southeastern Brazil will be below normal. At least rainfall will be below normal over the next couple of weeks. But their normal totals at this time of year are very high. For example, over the next 2 weeks in many stations in Mato Grosso, Brazil, their two-week totals are around 6-7 inches of rainfall. So they'll be picking up about half or a little over half of normal, but that still equates to about 3-4 inches, which is favorable for crop development.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
Mark Russo of Earth Risk Technologies, and that is today's Closing Market Report.